year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening to this program, live on the air on 91.5 FM WMFO, on demand on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, and wherever you get the Shukri Wright podcast. Always appreciate it that you're able to take the time to listen to the program. It's only been a week and a half, but goodness grief, it sounds like and it feels like it's been a little longer than that in terms of sports. With everything that has happened and everything that's gone on, we got a lot to get into today. Phone lines are open. We're going to get right into it. Call me often and talk to me. How are you feeling? Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. 9636. We're going to start off with the one question that I have been dying to ask you, the listener, for the last 10 days. The one question that I want to ask you is, who do you blame? Who do you blame for the 2021 New England Patriots failures? Who do you turn to? Who do you point the finger at and you say, well, I blame so-and-so for the way things ended? You want to know who I blame? I blame one of two people. I blame Bill Belichick, and I also blame the players on this team whom, for some reason, were not able to shake out of the funk. And they found themselves getting absolutely embarrassed in the worst way imaginable in Buffalo on Saturday night. There's no other way to put it. You blame the players and you blame Bill Belichick. Someone would say, well, doesn't that sound like you're blaming both parties in which that is only it can only be one or the other? No, both of them deserve the blame. But if someone were to put a gun to my head and say, you have to make a choice, you have to make a decision, I'm blaming Bill Belichick. I'm blaming Bill Belichick because, one, as a leader of men, you are responsible for everything that goes on underneath your roof. You are responsible for everything that goes on inside that locker room. You are responsible for the coaching. You're responsible for the decision that you make in your coaching staff, and you are responsible ultimately for the people that you put in charge of whatever role that you have assigned for them. And Bill Belichick failed in every single regard in this matter. That's why I put the blame on Bill Belichick. You don't got to look far at all. You don't. What's stunning to me about the 2021 New England Patriots is this. After week 14, when all of New England were dreaming about, we're going to make trip to Los Angeles, we're going to make a trip to Los Angeles for the Super Bowl, we're going to make a trip out there, no one expects us to be in the Super Bowl. From that point on, it was suddenly like things went back to the beginning of the season where the Patriots were proverbially shooting themselves in the foot. That's exactly what happened. But let's dig deeper. Who do you blame? What happened? You see, part of what makes this particularly challenging is you just can't blame just one particular thing. You can say, well, the defense got worse as the season got on. That is true. You can also say, well, there was apparently drama in a rift in the locker room between the coaches in terms of defensive play calling and responsibilities. That's also true. But ultimately, who do you blame for when things go wrong in your home? When things are falling apart in your home, who do you ultimately look to? The leader. Who is the leader in that locker room? For the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick. That's where the blame goes. You see, in life, most people want to be the leader. Most people want to be the person in charge. Oftentimes you hear people say, well, I like to be the person that calls the shots. It sounds nice. It sounds very nice. Until it's time to be the person that's calling the shots. Until it's time to face the music for what's going right or what's going wrong on your watch. No one else's. But when you can't face the music or you're reluctant to take responsibility, it's a poor reflection of what's wrong with the very working culture that you're supposed to cultivate at home and even at work. And at work is at One Patriot Place in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Bill Belichick deserves a lot of blame. That's where my primary blame goes to. Now, what are the other aspects as to who do you blame for the fall or for the falling apart of the 2021 New England Patriots? I'll tell you. The defense. Yes. The defense don't get off scot-free. Not even close. Not even close. The defense deserves a lot of blame. We don't know exactly what happened with Matthew Judon. All we've heard is rumors that he was playing with an injury. That's why he was not the same player that he was in the first 13 weeks of the regular season. Whether if that's true or not, we hope to find out in the coming days or coming weeks. But as of right now, currently, Matthew Judon presented you the tale of two Matthew Judons. I personally don't think he just decided to mail it in. Something had to have had happened. I really like to believe that it was an injury. But the way that he was performing early on, when he was the leading candidate for the Defensive Player of the Year, between then and the last 6 weeks of the season, you saw someone who completely disappeared. You go back and you watch highlights, you watch the games if you have it saved on DVR. Where is Matthew Judon to be found? Nowhere. I'm not pinning this all on Matthew Judon in terms of the defensive struggles. I'm starting with him. But the linebacking core, whew, you can go ahead and pour a bottle of molasses. And that bottle of molasses has a better chance to get into the quarterback than the linebacking corps did for the New England Patriots. That's how bad it was. For some reason, they got old fast. Cal Van Noy, man, get him out of town. Get him out of New England. Get him out of here. He was part of the problem. Dante Hightower, thank you for all that you've done. But he was also part of the problem. The entire linebacking core, you practically need to replace. How is Bill Belichick going to replace it? Either via draft, because I still believe in him and his ability to draft defensive players, or by free agency. Either one or the other. But here's the harsh reality. In the days after the Saturday night game versus the Buffalo Bills, we are still going through the rubbish. We are still going through piles of trash as to what happened. How did things go from looking so promising to so destructive in a matter of 6 weeks? In life, oftentimes, when we are dealing with people in a position of leadership, you find the true character of these people pretty quickly. You see what they're made of, what they're composed of. And the reality is this. I give Bill Belichick this respect. I give him the respect and him admitting post-game that basically this team did not even show up and that he gave the Buffalo Bills the respect and the credit that they deserve. Kudos to him. But that's more on the minor side, more than anything else. The truth is, how did things fall apart so rapidly in such a short period of time, Bill? How? Did the players become, too big-headed? Man, we're the number one team in the AFC. Things are going great. Man, we don't need to work as hard. Is that what happened? Because in the losses against better teams, against playoff teams, man, that team looked like complete dog food. They looked like complete dog food in the extent of they can't stop the run. They can't stop better elite quarterback play. Go look at the last two games against the Buffalo Bills for the most prime example that you can find. And on top of that, the offense went from being able to run the ball effectively to barely being able to get any sort of control at the line of scrimmage. That in itself has got to be the most concerning thing if you're a Patriots fan going into the offseason. Where do you go from here? If you're still wondering, and if you're still looking to blame someone for how things fell apart at the end of the 2021 season, look no further than Bill Belichick. I give you my reasons why. If you have your own reasons why, you can call into the program. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. This is just the beginning. We're not even a full week removed since the end of the 2021 New England Patriots season. But in more ways than one, we have more questions than answers. Among the questions that have yet to have been answered is, where do the Patriots go from here? Decisions that they are going to have to make. When I say they, I'm talking about Bill Belichick in particular. What happens here? Because the coaching situation, especially the coaching staff situation, disastrous. Absolutely disastrous. If you're going to ask me, who was the one who was primarily responsible for the role of defensive coordinator, by and large part, it looked like it was Steve Belichick. But in terms of Gerard Mayo, something went awry. And of course, as we all know, things are airtight in New England. Things are airtight down in Foxborough. So we're really never going to really find out what really happened. But all we can do is speculate. And then in this business, where it's about formulating opinions, formulating thoughts, formulating ideas as to what could happen, The one thought that comes to my mind is Gerard Mayo had a problem with Steve Belichick stepping on his toes one too many times. He stepped on his toes by taking over the defensive play calling opportunities and as well as the personnel decisions. And that didn't go well. That is something that I do wonder if the Patriots are going to address this offseason. Because the truth is, they haven't had an official defensive coordinator since Brian Flores left for Miami after the 2018 season. Is this going to continue? Or is this something that the New England Patriots are going to address? Coming up next, when you have a decision to make, you have a decision to make that can have years of implications. There's one decision made that is still impacting one particular team negatively. I want to tell you exactly what that is and who is it pertaining to. Coming up next on the other side of the break. You are listening to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
That's the motto. Throw back with no chaser, with no trouble. Popping that moe, baby, let's make some bubbles.
Welcome back to the Shook Me Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Touch Reform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Dad, thank you so much for tuning into the program today. Sincerely appreciate it. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. And the one thing that I want to point out real quick, just in continuation from the last segment before I go into the topic for this segment, is that as much as we give praise for Bill Belichick being a great head coach and being great at what he does, but there are times where I feel as if that locally he does not get enough criticism in regards to the coaching staff decisions and choices that he makes. And the more I think about it, the more I begin to really believe that was bringing Steve Belichick aboard as part of the coaching staff really the best of decisions? I mean, that's something to really think about. Think about it. As much as we believe that nepotism has become a big part of the NFL, I mean, who are we kidding? Andy Reid is another example. Go look at the fact that he had his son on the coaching staff in Kansas City. Let's look at that for a moment. But in terms of this situation locally with the Patriots, was Steve Belichick better off like being part of the coaching staff? No. You can ask the question, like, what did he do anything that would lead you to believe that he would be good at what he does, other than the fact that, oh, he's Bill Belichick's son? Like, I really wonder, and the thing that also bothers me is, here you have someone in Gerard Mayo who played in the NFL, has playing experience, has experience being in an NFL locker room, as a player, understands the dynamics of what goes on in there during the length of a season. Steve Belichick doesn't have those things, but Gerard Mayo does. So I wonder, did Bill Belichick play favorites in regards to, well, I'm going to take what my son says over what Gerard Mayo says and does because he's my son and he is my blood? Did that play a factor into things? Would it surprise you if it did? I honestly think that may have been a possibility. And the reason is because you go back and you begin to put the pieces together in terms of defensive package, defensive play calling, things that were happening during the season, and subtle little things that were beginning to add up. Compare between the 7-game winning streak that the Patriots were on versus the final 6 weeks of the regular season, and including the postseason as well. Difference, isn't it? Because things don't just suddenly just fall apart like sloppy pancakes on a weekend morning where no one's sleeping. It don't just fall apart without cause. Everything is a cause and effect. So let's pretend that we're not being fed absolute garbage and look directly at the truth that is in front of you. Something caused this complete fall apart and collapse of the 2021 Patriots. What was the cause? That's something that we have all offseason to dissect and discuss. Moving along, I was doing some thinking today as I was riding the team, making my way into the studio. And it's a topic that has come up often this past calendar week. And the one thing that I begin to realize is that it is truly amazing how one decision can have such a profound impact years down the road. One decision is all it took. And here we are. We're still, absolutely are feeling the ramifications, and that is the Patriots' decision not to bring back Tom Brady. That decision we are still feeling right now, 2 years after his departure. There are a lot of Patriot fans out there that are of the thought, why are we still talking about him? I myself, as a sports fan, I was of that thought too. He's not a Patriot. Why are we still talking about him? Move on. But as time has gone on, and as we continue to think, evolve, and as well as grow in terms of thinking process, I can't help but to sit back and wonder, man, how wrong was Bill Belichick in this process? Man, Bill Belichick, it's easy to say that, well, he was absolutely wrong for not bringing him back. He was wrong for not bringing out Brady. That's not an attack against Mac Jones. But let's call a spade a spade. Patriot fans, football fans, do you honestly believe, truthfully, that we would be having questions and discussions about whether if Mac Jones is truly the quarterback of the future for the Patriots, if Tom Brady was still here doing what he's doing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Oh, by the way, they happen to have another home playoff game this weekend. Would we be still having that discussion? No. The honest answer is no. Phone lines are open. Call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. In March of 2020, when the decision was announced that I'm not returning to the New England Patriots, did we think that 2 years down the road that Tom Brady would go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, win a Super Bowl, and then, oh, by the way, year two as being the starting quarterback of the Buccaneers, have an opportunity to repeat and is playing on divisional weekend? Did we? Many of you would say no. I personally would say I could have actually have seen it, but I was praying that would not be the case. Am I openly admitting that I was rooting against Tom Brady? I wasn't rooting against him, but I was hoping that we wouldn't be talking about Tom Brady as a Super Bowl champion when he returned to New England as a Buccaneer on Sunday Night Football back on October 3rd. But we were talking about Tom Brady's return as a defending Super Bowl champion. And here we are. How many months later? 3.5 months later, he's in the playoffs yet again. Just 2 wins away from getting back to the Super Bowl. And man, let me tell you something. Lord have mercy if he wins it again this year. Because guess what? Guess what? The conversation now becomes, so let me understand this. Tom Brady won 2 Super Bowls since leaving. That's, I'm just painting the picture for you in case if Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl again with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next month. Let's just say if that would have happened, what would the conversation be locally and nationally? The conversation would be, man, he's still winning? Man, what was Tom Brady thinking? What was Tom Brady thinking? Oh, he knew what he was thinking. He saw a team that have a better offensive line, better weapons, and he made the decision to leave the New England Patriots in which that they were not going to provide him what he was asking for financially and personnel-wise. Because one, Bill Belichick was very stubborn and reluctant to give him what he wanted. So here we are. Here we are on Thursday, January 20th, 2022. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still playing in the playoffs. The Patriots are now at home. They were one and done. Better yet, they weren't one and done. They were the team that just showed up to the prom dance and got absolutely humiliated on the dance floor. That's who the Patriots were. I won't even say they were one and done. Why? They didn't even win a playoff game. They showed up to a playoff game. and got their absolute their rear ends completely handed to them. But here we are. One decision. And we are now talking about if Tom Brady wins a Super Bowl again, how one decision by Bill Belichick absolutely changes everything. It changes everything in terms of his legacy. Will Bill Belichick go down as the greatest head coach of all time? Absolutely. But he will also have an asterisk next to that as well. What is the asterisk? He allowed Tom Brady to walk out the door by not giving him the contract that he was asking for and the help that he so needed, that he expressed on multiple occasions. You decided that you were going to let him walk out the door, that it was time to move on. Your choice. But understand this as well. Right now, Tom Brady is still playing. You aren't. 2 years in a row. Tom Brady has continued to excel in the NFL postseason. Now, he does have a stiff test coming up on Sunday against the Los Angeles Rams. He does. But with that being said, here's the harsh reality. The harsh reality is that the decision that was made back in March of 2020 is still having its ramifications being felt throughout the entire organization. And even in terms of the local media conversation, which includes me, that Bill Belichick allowing Tom Brady to walk is still being felt. The sting, like the sting of the back of a bee, is still being felt 2 years later. Why? Because Tom Brady realized he was never going to get what he was asking for here. So he made the right decision. Why stay here for as long as I have and be unhappy and not get what I was asking for when I can go somewhere else? They're willing to give me what I want and what I need in order to succeed. Tom Brady made the right decision, ultimately. Bill Belichick, right now, he made the wrong decision. He made the wrong decision. Again, this is not a slap in the face of Mac Jones. But let's be honest with ourselves for a moment. If Bill Belichick had decided that he was going to give Tom Brady the contract and the money that he was seeking, are we realistically talking about Brady going for Super Bowl title number 8? Or are we still talking about the next quarterback, Mac Jones? Are we still talking about things that Mac Jones needs to work on? You see, sports is about perspective. It is about things that happen and how we react to them. It's about decisions that have short-term ramifications and long-term ramifications. And this particular decision by Bill Belichick 2 years ago still is being felt in terms of his long-term ramifications and short-term ramifications as well. And that is because you had the greatest quarterback of all time, and you decided because of your ego to let him walk. Because I'm telling you, the further Brady goes in the playoffs, should he win on Sunday, this now becomes Brady 2, Belichick nothing. What do I mean? Year 2, Belichick is sitting at home on Championship Sunday. Meanwhile, Brady is about to play in another championship game that should, if he is going to beat the Los Angeles Rams. But that's exactly what we're facing as football fans going into the weekend. Divisional weekend that begins on Saturday. It's amazing how decisions in life that when we make them at that time, we don't think of how it will impact us all 1 year later, 2 years later, 3 years later. In sports, it's even more glaring because jobs are at stake, personnel is at stake, organizational planning is at stake, everything is at stake. And the Patriots are left wondering what happened at the end of a very trying and difficult 6-week stretch, wondering what went wrong. While 2 years prior, Bill Belichick let go of the one sure thing that was helping him and the team get to where they want to be, and that was winning the Super Bowl. Amazing how life works, isn't it? Coming up next, it's important to have good leaders in organizations. Why one particular organization continues to get that very thing wrong? I'm going to tell you exactly who I'm talking about and what I'm talking about coming up next on the other side of this break. This is Shukri Writes. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Reform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. On demand on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, and wherever you get the Shukri Writes podcast.
Think fast. In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it 5, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
Come to the garden. Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It was one thing after another. See, I was blind to the sun by my thunder. And now my vision is all in color. It's like a rainbow, Tropicana summer. Usually by now I feel a shiver and I'm getting cold feet, but that's the only.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Phone lines are open. Call me at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call me. Want to hit me up on social media? You can if you're listening. You got a Twitter account? Follow me on Twitter at Shukri Wright, at SHUKRIWRIGHTS is the number to call, is the Twitter handle to follow me. And Instagram, you can follow me there as well at SWRITESRadio_. I'll spell it out for you. Don't even worry about it. At SWRIGHTSRADIO_. That's how you can follow me on social media. And again, call me. If you got any grievances you need to air with me or talk to me about or what I just talked about during the show on the first hour so far, call me at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Now, if there's one thing that has stood the test of time, it is that you can't hide what you tried to cover up for so long. You can only put a rug over a mountain of dust before it begins to appear through the rug. You can only try to mask up a dirty face by only putting about so much makeup on your face. At some point, you have to wash that face. At some point, you're going to have to take care of that very inefficient defect or fault or flaw that you try to mask up each and every single time you get exposed. And I'm talking about one Dallas Cowboys in particular, because if there's one thing that has really bothered me about this Dallas Cowboys organization, and especially when it comes to how they handled their loss on Sunday, is that they do not know how to be accountable. They don't. They absolutely lack accountability. And that is a fatal trait to have in professional sports. You can even say college too, but the point remains. One thing that you cannot do, you cannot go around in life pointing fingers. And what you saw from Dak Prescott was the pointing of fingers. Well, the fans weren't throwing at the players. They were throwing at the refs. Mike McCarthy, excuse making. And it did not go well. And on my end, it was not received well whatsoever. Because the thing that has become a really irritable point for me is that this is an organization that continues year in and year out to make excuses for when things go wrong and they don't achieve what they set out to do. 12-5 and you can't even win a home playoff game. The Cowboys went 12-5. You have home field advantage against the Niners. And yet you fall behind. 17-0. And you're already behind the eight ball and you have to fight your way back to get back into the game. But no. It's the refs' fault that the Cowboys got screwed. Meanwhile, the Cowboys absolutely self-destructed, committing 14 penalties in the game. But no, the referees, they cost us the game. The 49ers came out and gave you multiple uppercuts and straight right left hooks. But it's the refs' fault that you lost the game. You see, when you have multiple things go wrong, and you are searching for reasons and places where you can place your blame, that tells me everything I need to know about the head coach, the front office, and your quarterback. One true fact that remains in the NFL is that The quarterback oftentimes takes after the head coach. You see it time and time again. Tom Brady, when he was in New England, who did he take after? Bill Belichick. Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, who did he take after? Andy Reid. Peyton Manning, when he was in the league, when he was with the Indianapolis Colts, who did he take after more times than not? At the prime of his powers, Tony Dungy. And when I say that the quarterback takes after his head coach in terms of persona, how he handles himself with the media, how he handles himself after losses, after tough games, all of those things absolutely matter. And what you saw as an NFL fan, and I'm talking especially to Cowboy fans, is an organization that has fallen in love with placing blame everywhere else but on themselves. Leadership matters in the NFL. It absolutely matters, so much so that oftentimes we hear teams say, we want to win a Super Bowl, our goal is to win a Super Bowl. But you show me your leader, and I'll show you exactly who and what you are. Prime example, the New York Giants. Once one of the most respected franchises in the NFL. Now, they are an absolute effing joke. They are an absolute joke. They just fired their GM. Let me rephrase that. David Gettleman retired. He didn't want to go through the humiliation of being fired again, so he retired. But I'm going to say it anyway. He got fired. Although it wasn't what it was technically, but let's call a spade and cut through the nonsense. Joe Judge, despite a meeting with the ownership group, he got fired. Why it took them as long as it did, I don't know. I don't know. But the point is, you show me your leadership group with your team in the NFL. You can make that same point across Major League Baseball, the NHL, especially the NHL, or in the NBA. You show me your leadership group or who your leader is, I'll show you exactly who and what you are. The phone lines are open. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And another point of McCarthy I want to get to now is, and I talked about this in my phone call with Andy Gresh on his national sports show. Andy Gresh is a good friend of mine who came on my podcast a year ago. Does radio work, tremendous show, Gresh and Keefe on WEI. Spoke with him several times. I called into the show on Sunday night, and I talked about Mike McCarthy in the playoffs. And the thing that I felt that was not talked about enough, national media, social media after the game, Mike McCarthy in the playoffs cannot be trusted. It wasn't talked about enough then. I'm sure it's been talked about extensively over the last several days, but I'm going to talk about it here extensively now. Mike McCarthy cannot win in the playoffs. Bottom line, truth served, enough said. He can't win in the playoffs. The one win, the one year that he won in 2010, Aaron Rodgers got hot at the right time and the defense were playing ball. And they played pretty well. Outside of that, he cannot win in the playoffs. So when Jerry Jones decided that he was going to let Jason Garrett go, and he decided that he was going to go hire Mike McCarthy, why? Because he's won the Super Bowl before, and he can take us back to the promised land. You know, we got the franchise quarterback here. Meanwhile, your team struggles with penalties. Your defense got completely embarrassed. You commit costly mistakes, yet somehow, someway, the story for you is that the referee did not, or should I say the umpire did not spot the ball in time at the line of scrimmage, which caused the Cowboys to run out of time to potentially score on a game tying play with just mere seconds left in the game. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it one bit. You want to blame the referee? That's on you. But, ladies and gentlemen, when you as an organization, as a school, as a business, as an institution, do not have strong leadership at the top, these things happen. When there's lack of accountability, these things happen. But our goal is to be number one at what we do. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys have not been number one in the NFL in terms of being a Super Bowl champion since 1995. Oh, wait. It's now 2022, so it's been, 26 years? Yeah, 26 years. They haven't won it. They haven't won anything in 26 years. They have won exactly how many playoff games? Oh, that's right. One. One playoff game. And that was what year? Oh, that's right. 2000 what? Oh, 14. That's right. And of course, we remember 2014 because they win Wild Card Weekend at home against Detroit. They go to Lambeau. They play the Packers. And we all remember the infamous, quote-unquote, non-catch by Dez Bryant. I'm sure we all remember. That was the only game in which the Cowboys felt they should have won. But yet again, the Cowboys have won one playoff game in the last 20 years. What does that tell you? Poor leadership translates down to your players. Poor leadership translates down to your employees. Your folks, your people that you surround yourself with are a byproduct of the environment that you foster and that you create. The Cowboys are no different. Why should I be surprised by the end result yet again of another season that seemed promising yet ends up in flames before you can say, Texas medium rare done steak? You should be surprised? No. Let's not kid ourselves. Let's not kid ourselves. This was fostered. This was coming. And the end result is what it is. You can't be mad at work that you didn't put in. Bottom line, problem solved. It is now 4 o'clock. We're going to hit 4 o'clock in exactly 7 seconds. So, at this time, we're going to play station identification. You're listening.